Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is calling on Britain's young people to reject pessimism, cynicism, and xenophobia in London today, one day after dealing with stinging criticism over his remarks expressing support for Britain to stay in the European Union. The U.S. president told a town hall meeting of youth that globalization and integration should be seen not as threats, but as opportunities. He told those gathered that right now is the best time ever to be alive.
If you could choose one time in history where the chances that you led a fulfilling life were most promising, you choose right now.
On this visit to London, Mr. Obama has also, again, stepped into the debate whether the country will stay in the EU, urging British voters to remain in the Union in a June referendum. That is in support of Prime Minister David Cameron's position, but it's likely to come up during a closed-door meeting today with the British Labour Party. German Chancellor and top EU officials traveled to Turkey today to try to smooth over tensions that have arisen after an EU-Turkey deal last month to curb the number of migrants pouring into Europe. Angela Merkel, European Council President Donald Tusk, and First Vice President of the European Commission Frans Timmermans were greeted by the Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu on their arrival in a city close to Turkey's border with Syria. The European leaders are expected to visit a refugee camp and then negotiate the deal further behind closed doors. South Korea's military says North Korea's submarine-launched ballistic missile test does not appear to have been a success. The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff said today a projectile was fired from a submarine toward the sea. The Associated Press reports the U.S. State Department would not comment on the launch, but said that such tests are a violation of U.N. sanctions and resolutions. This is VOA News. More